time again for our 5-minute visit. Moments of Melody Time, with a song for your heart. Thomas Jefferson was a great man and a great president. However, he was a deist and did not believe in the supernatural. He printed his own edition of the Bible, leaving out the miraculous. His Bible ends the life of Jesus with these words: "There laid they Jesus, and rolled a great stone to the mouth of the sepulchre, and departed." But God does not end the story in that way. We are told clearly in all 4 Gospels that Jesus did not stay in the sepulchre, but that he rose from the dead and is a living Savior. Our faith is in a risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has won the victory over death. And because of this, he gives us life beyond the grave. Let's read these verses in the Gospel of Matthew. "Now on the next day, which is the one after the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together with Pilate, and said, 'Sir, we remember that when he was still alive, that deceiver said, After 3 days I am to rise again. Therefore give orders for the grave to be made secure until the 3rd day, lest the disciples come and steal him away, and say to the people, He has risen from the dead, and the last deception will be worse than the first.' Pilate said to them, 'You have a guard. Go, make it as secure as you know how.' Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the 1st day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said.'" What you believe about the Lord Jesus Christ is very important. He is a risen Savior and a coming King.